All right. Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Thank you so much for listening. I love doing this program. I've got a lot of compliments on it, and I really appreciate it. And if you guys have any comments or questions or anything, just get online at WVFFradio.com and tell us what you think. Drop us a line. Even better yet, come by the studio right here on Pumpkin Grove Lane out here on Highway 61. 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Just come check us out. Hey, we have a pool table. We can shoot a game of pool right in the office. Our office is very cool. I'm sure you'll dig it. With that being said, we're getting into some more blues here. How about Mr. Guitar Shorty? Oh, excuse me, my voice. My voice is hanging in there. Just getting over a bad cold. Got a little ways to go, and I think I'm going to make it. But anyway, Guitar Shorty from Houston, Texas. I think he was raised in Kissimmee, Florida. Unfortunately, Mr. Shorty passed away in 2002 at the age of 87 years old. But he left some very, very good work behind for us to listen to. Now, let's get into it right now. How about this song right here? Old School from Guitar Shorty. That is old school. Mr. Guitar Shorty from Houston, Texas. He was raised down in Kissimmee, Florida, Central Florida, Orlando area right there. And he was really known for his, not only his great playing, but his very animated stage presence. He moved around a lot, jumped around, very animated, you know, interacted with the crowd. Very good. A lot of these blues guys, their live shows are just unreal. And he influenced, you know, like Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Guy and those guys. And that, you know, you think about, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Guy, they're very animated. So, you know, everybody, your guitar heroes, they all have guitar heroes too. And Jimi Hendrix and Buddy Guy, they really like Mr. Guitar Shorty. And so do I. That being said, let's listen to some more. How about The Sting? There it is. That's The Sting from Guitar Shorty. That's a very good guitar work right there. I love that. Discovering these musicians every week. And like I said, he was born in Texas, raised in Kissimmee, Florida. And he was down that area. He was in the Tampa area. That's where he received his nickname Shorty, or Guitar Shorty. And another feather in his cap is he played in Ray Charles' band for over a year. And for those who don't know, not only was Ray Charles a top shelf first-class musician, if you were in his band, you had to be top-shelf first-class musician. Ray Charles did not put up with any nonsense. If you were good, you were in. If you made mistakes and you weren't good, didn't put in the work, you were quickly out. And Guitar Shorty held his own. That's a pretty good endorsement right there. I'm really liking this stuff. We got some more Guitar Shorty right here. How about Get Busy? Get Busy, Houston, Texas own Guitar Shorty. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a shame that he's not with us anymore. He passed away recently in 2002. And you think about it, he recorded from the 50s up to the 2020s. His recording career spanned nearly 70 years, and he toured from the beginning all the way through right to the very end, which once again is a common thing with these blues guys. They love to be on the road. The grass don't grow under their tour bus, that's for sure. And Rolling Stone magazine had something nice to say about him also. It said, his galvanizing guitar work defines modern blues, top-of-the-line blues rock. His vocals remain as forceful as ever, righteous shuffles, and blistering sinus guitar solos. That's a pretty good quote there. I used to write a little bit, but that's a quote. I'm impressed with that one. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time for today's show. But fortunately, right here next week, we'll do it all over again with some new music, some new commentary. And we have some good guests coming up on some future editions of the show. That being said, if you have any requests, comments, WVFFradio.com, give us a shout. Let us know what you think. He could even come in and participate in the show if you feel knowledgeable on the subject. All right, guys. Thank you so very much. We'll see you next week. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.